This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is interesting. Apparently, when you see a heart attack in a movie, it's not very accurate. Yet they say 40% of people believe that what we see in the movies can really happen. Whether it's Mission Impossible or Pulp Fiction or... And, now I understand, me being a medical doctor, I get that. I have some training, so I will watch a movie and go, oh, please. But you forget that some people think that they're being taught something in these movies. And the movies, they're just designed for entertainment. They're not designed to teach you how to perform proper CPR or how to deal with an overdose if it happens. So, apparently, research has shown that 4 in 10 people believe the symptoms and treatment of heart disease that we see on the big screen is real. And unfortunately, this could be fatal because you could miss warning signs and you could improperly try and resuscitate them. So, do you remember in Casino Royale, James Bond has to self-defibrillate. So, he had to basically shock his own heart. And I guess one of the Bond girls helped him. He had gone into cardiac arrest when he was poisoned. And then he recovered and came back and played poker, I guess. But you're like, really? Then I guess 4 weddings and a funeral. I haven't seen that in a while, so I forget that. I guess during a groom's speech, Simon Callow character Gareth, I guess, gasps at his chest while suffering an out-of-the-blue chest pain, falls to the ground, knocks over a tray, scatters cutlery everywhere. And that may not necessarily be the typical, I guess, portrayal of a heart attack. Some people think, oh, well, it's going to be a big, huge production. Remember I told you, like, in the movies, when somebody drowns, there's, like, background music. Or when somebody has a heart attack, there's music and things leading up to it. And that, I guess, concerns study authors because they're like, many times a heart attack can happen very quietly and they can just slump over and look like they're falling asleep. Field Operation Agent Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible, he springs back into action, not needing any recovery time, after having his heart restarted in the third Mission Impossible. Then the very famous scene in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction, where John Travolta's character Vincent Vega has to revive Mia Wallace, Maya, played by Uma Thurman. She overdoses on heroin and loses consciousness, so what they did was they stuck epinephrine, or an adrenaline injection, right into her heart. We don't do that. We'll give Narcan for an overdose, and we may do IV epinephrine, and if you can't do IV, you may slam it into the muscle of the leg if somebody has anaphylaxis, but we do not stick a needle and puncture the pericardium and puncture the heart. We don't do that. In Ocean's 13, Elliot Gould, he plays that flamboyant entrepreneur. He's seen having a heart attack, clutching his chest, and to me, I don't mind if they clutch your chest. I don't know why the study authors have an issue with that, because some will. But they say Hollywood heart attacks may cause people not to understand the seriousness of the condition, and then be slow to seek treatment, because people think that they're going to live, that it's not going to be life or death. They have time, right? They also think that's mostly men or somebody that gets poisoned. Do we ever see a woman have a heart attack in the movies? No, we don't. Yet women are at high risk for heart attacks, too. Julie Ward, senior cardiac nurse at BHF, told Mail Online, all types, shapes, and gender of people can have heart attacks. She adds, the sooner people can get to the hospital, the better their survival chances. So, we want to treat you. I want to treat you within seconds or minutes of you having a heart attack. But they suggest, at the latest, within an hour. The sooner we can start to treat you, the better. So, the tall guy, Flatliners, The Abyss, Jurassic Park. I think it's Jurassic Park. Was there a kid that went into cardiac arrest? I don't remember that in Jurassic Park. The Godfather. Godfather made it appear that heart attacks only happen to elderly, overweight men. Yes, it can happen to somebody older and over. But you see, okay, I look at this as the opposite. With this study that they're talking about, if I see somebody who's overweight, I will be more cognizant of them being in the room. I'll watch them more. You know, when I go to temple and I pray, or if I go to church, I look around, and if I see an older person sweating, again, I look at men. I don't look at women. I look at men because, again, there's that bias that it's going to be most likely a guy. And the reason why I got that bias is because every time there's a code on a plane, or if it would be at a grocery store or wherever I was, it was always a man. So you unfortunately get this bias, but, you got to remember it could happen to anybody. But if a woman fell in front of me, I'd be thinking heart attack as well. But, the movies are notorious for putting their agenda first. And if they have to have a 2-second scene, don't let that 2 seconds, okay, retrain your mind into what actually happens with these injuries. That's why I get so frustrated with drownings. You know, nobody realizes how quiet a drowning is. I saw a kid, my little nephew, was starting to drown next to me. And it was quiet. And the fact that it was quiet made me look and pull him out. I didn't even know he was swimming to me because I was watching the other kids. And mom was out of the pool, don't ask. But anyway, baby's fine. But his head went down. We were only in a couple inches of water in the baby area. And it was the quiet that was, oh, something's up. So you have to listen for quiet. I mean, you have to expect the unexpected. And with heart attacks, trays aren't going to always flail around. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to, I apologize, Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, wow. 7 in 10 Americans think sexual harassment is a serious problem. And this is a 34-point increase from a poll done back in the 90s. And this was a poll done by CNN back in 1998. And the opinions kind of differ. They say women are more likely than men to see the issue as extremely or very serious. 73% versus 63%. And they claim that Democrats are far more concerned about sexual harassment than Republicans. 85% versus 45% makes no sense to me, but CNN is reporting it. They say 79% of respondents believe the way an elected official treats women is an important indicator of his character and ability to serve in office. And 60% believe an elected official faced with credible allegations of sexual harassment should resign. Almost as many respondents, 65%, believe the way President Donald Trump treats women is an important indicator of his character and ability to serve in office. Now, again, you see Donald Trump letting, I don't want to use the word let, but giving Ivanka a huge role in his administration. You see him with women on his staff, and I'm not sitting here defending Donald Trump, but I would like to really identify what are people talking about in terms of his treatment of women. Was it the locker room talk? Which, was done years ago and was kind of disgusting, but, does he respect women? Does he count on women? Does he use women in his administration? Does he get advised by women? You have Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the role of his press secretary. So, what is this quote? The way he treats women. Now, again, I may be missing something. I mean, does he, sit there and walk through a door and make Melania walk herself? Does he not pull out a chair? I mean, what is it that we're expecting him to do? They say 50% of Americans think he should resign because of the sexual allegations against him, according to the poll. Only half think he should resign. 63% think there should be a congressional investigation into the allegations. So there's been a long list of politicians, including the president now, and celebrities who have been accused of sexual harassment and assault. And there have been a lot of calls from the public for fellow politicians for resignations, as we saw with Al Franken and a variety of other politicians who were, basically caught and their past brought up. Now, I wouldn't be surprised that there would be allegations against Donald Trump, I am sure. I mean, just like, we saw with Clinton, and I don't know if I heard any with Obama. I'm not saying that didn't happen, and I'm not saying with Trump he's innocent or guilty, but, of course, he's the president of the United States. He got caught with the locker room talk with Billy Bush years ago. I am sure that there are women out there that felt they were wronged by him, maybe legitimately or not. But 7 in 10 Americans think sexual harassment is, quote, a serious problem. Now, what about the other 3 in 10 Americans? What about the other 30%? Why don't they think sexual harassment is a serious problem? Is it that they do, but they don't want to give in to this poll? Is it because they think there's a frenzy going on right now and things are a little bit chaotic where we don't know who's telling what and what's true and what isn't? Do we think that... Do those 30% out there that do not think it's a serious problem, are they part of the problem? Do they think that they have a right to grab a woman's boob, grab her butt, make suggestive, have suggestive conversations, have implied sexual threats? I don't know what the other 30% were thinking. I think we all could agree that sexual harassment is an issue. And I think we also should agree that men are harassed as well. And if we're going to stop sexual harassment, we are going to probably have to do some non-PC type of moves. All right. If we really think sexual harassment is an issue and is a, quote, serious problem, and we feel, as a whole, as a majority, that women are being victimized and by men, okay, in the majority of the cases, then why don't we separate women and men? Why? I'm sure a lot of men out there would be like, thank you. Then I don't get accused of anything. Then I don't get distracted. Then I don't get tempted. Keep the women separate. Now, if a company tries to protect female employees by separating women from the men, they're going to get sued. Boy, are they going to get sued. If a company says, look, we got a lot of guys, they're kind of hounds, we're not going to hire any women because we don't want you getting harassed and we don't want to get sued later, so we're not going to hire women so you aren't put in that scenario and become a victim. If a company said that, they're going to get sued. So a company, what is a company supposed to do? if I owned a company and if I was, I don't know, CEO of a huge corporation and men and women were working with each other and flirting with each other and, you know, sleeping with each other and, you know, at office Christmas parties, taking advantage of each other and, you know, and then I heard about the next day that something went too far or, you know, what would I probably do? Well, I would probably, you know, if the office Christmas party was a big focus of a lot of sexual harassment and drinking and dirty jokes and fondling, I would probably have to stop the Christmas parties or the office parties. If I was told by many of my women that multiple men were flirting with them or looking at them inappropriately, I would probably fire the men, right? If this is if I was in a corporation and I had, you know, proof. I mean, I'm putting my corporation hat on because if you didn't do anything, you get in trouble. If you don't do anything when it comes to sexual harassment, you could lose the corporation. So then I'd be like, well, what? Do I just hire all women? Well, that's not fair. Do I just hire all women? So what I would probably do is say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have separate quarters. We have a separate women's bathroom. We have a separate men's bathroom. We're going to have the men work on this floor. We'll have the women work on this floor. If any man or woman needs to talk about a client or have any sort of a meeting, we are going to have a third independent party outside firm being there. We'll have separate break rooms. Right. Hence, if you venture into the, you know, the bullpen or dugout, okay, you will be escorted by somebody who could also serve as a witness so that you don't falsely accuse and serve as protection so you don't get harassed. I mean, is this what I would have to do as a corporate head? I mean, what's been happening is our animalistic instincts have kicked into gear and men and women are attracted to each other. Men and men could be attracted to each other. Women and women could be attracted to each other. But people get attracted to each other. Maybe they get bored at work. Maybe they're stressed at work. Maybe they get close to others at work because of stress. Who knows? And relationships form. In fact, corporations want relationships to form, not sexual relationships, but corporations want relationships to form between employees because they need teamwork. They want teams being teams. That's why there's all these retreats where you bond and you have to form groups and you do little projects together, etc. They want you to bond and form relationships. Because those that work together and are a close-knit group will perform better. So what are we expecting the average employee to do, making them work together, making them work long hours, making them work close, where they're spending more time with a colleague than their wife or their husband at home? Things are going to happen. Now, there's a lot of sexual harassment. It's horrible, and there's assault, and there's a whole variety of things that should never be happening. But a huge percentage of these is saying something, making a sexual comment, as it's normal vernacular. We're going to have to stop that. We're not going to be able to bring up, you know, how did you get that information? Did you blink somebody? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Pennsylvania doctor has been charged with causing the deaths of 5 patients by unlawfully prescribing opioids. He surrendered his license to prescribe controlled substances at a federal court hearing Friday. Dr. Raymond Cranack, whom prosecutors say prescribed nearly 3 million doses of opioids from January 2016 to July, I'm assuming same year. Okay, so a 6-month window, also was released from custody after posting a $500,000 bond. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania said, now he awaits a trial. He's 60 years old. He's from Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, and he was arrested Thursday. He is accused of, among other things, causing 5 deaths of patients between the years 2013 and 2015 by unlawfully distributing and dispensing controlled substances, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Prosecutors allege that between 2005 and 2016, he prescribed opioids without a legitimate medical purpose and without conducting a proper medical examination. We're going to talk about this. He is accused of failing to verify patients' medical complaints adequately and patients' risk of abuse before prescribing the drugs. Dr. Kranach has offices in Central Pennsylvania communities of Mount Carmel and Shamokin. He, from what we understand, is going to plead not guilty, according to the public defender Thomas Thornton. I guess he treats people in a small part of Pennsylvania where they don't have doctors. Said, at this point, we really haven't had a chance to see the evidence against him. We're more concerned about his patients right now. So the U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that Kranach was the top prescriber. Okay, I knew they left off the year. This was within 19 months, okay? The U.S. Attorney's Office alleges that Dr. Kranach was the top prescriber in the state of opioids, writing ones for about 2.7 million doses of oxycodone, hydrocodone, OxyContin, and fentanyl within 19 months. Those prescriptions were written for about 2,800 patients. Now, we're going to do the math. That's a lot. That's a lot of pills. But we're going to look at the math in a second. The sheer number of pills they said prescribed in this case was staggering. Death or serious injury was the inevitable result of the defendant's conduct. So he's facing 19 charges. 5 counts of the unlawful distribution and dispensing of a controlled substance resulted in the death. In death, 12 counts of prescribing controlled substances outside the usual course of professional practice. 2 counts of maintaining drug-involved premises at his office. Now, we are starting to see more and more cases where the doctor is being held accountable when someone dies. 2015, that doctor in Southern California was convicted of second-degree murder for the overdose deaths of 3 of her patients. She was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. In the Kranach case, the government seeks the forfeiture of both his medical offices, his medical license, $500,000, according to DOJ. If convicted, he could face a mandatory 20 years to life in prison for each of the counts involving the 5 patients. The other 14 charges, he could get 20 years in prison. So he has a license in osteopathic medicine, and he, in 2012, agreed to complete a medical course after prescribing large amounts of various controlled substances to 7 patients from January 2007 to 2008. We don't know what he prescribed. State board fined him $2,500. Now, let's take a look at, in 19 months, what can the average doctor be prescribing? Now, I would prescribe 30 pills to a patient when they were in pain. That was very minimal compared to a lot of other doctors. When you have somebody, and I'm pulling out my calculator now, if I can find my calculator, when you have somebody in chronic pain, neuropathy, etc., it's very common for doctors to write 120 pills or even 240 pills to get them through the month. So if you're taking, let's say, a Lortab or a Vicodin, one every 4 to 6 hours, okay, that's, let's just average that to 5 a day. So 5 times 30 days is 150 pills. So, a prescription for 150 pills per month for one patient is not that, it's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of pills. I mean, you know, when you think of the grams of Tylenol and acetaminophen, that could be hurting the liver. I mean, it's significant. It's significant, but that's a very, very common prescription number, 120 to 150 pills, because you have people taking 4 to 5 a day. And look at how long a day lasts. So somebody wakes up at 5, 6 in the morning, and they're in pain, so they take one. Then, mid-morning, late morning, before lunch, it wears off, so they have to take another one. Then, near the end of the day, they're hurting again, so they take one before the end of the day. Then they take one around dinner, maybe bedtime. You see how, it's not that they're sitting there, you know, taking everything between 8 and 8:15. So, 150 pills times 28, 38 patients. Let's see what that looks like. 28, 38. We're already with just 1 month, okay? If he saw 2,800 patients in 1 month, let's say, or if it was in a period of 2 months, we're already at 425,000. So if all those patients, if he had 2,800 chronic pain patients where he had them on a short-acting opioid, right, for, you know, once every 4 to 6 hours, in that 1 month or 2 months or however he took to see 2,800 patients, we're already at 4 to 25,000. Now, let's say in those 19 months, they saw him once a month. We multiply that by 19, we're at 8 million pills. So when they say 2.7 million doses, that's still a lot. But you see how it could look like a lot of pills. I mean, when you have that many patients with chronic pain. Now, could this guy be an absolute idiot, and could he be, you know, selling them and saying, yeah, I'll give you 240 pills if you pay me $200 for an office visit? I mean, could that stuff happen, which I believe kind of happened with the Southern California doctor where she was charging, you know, high amounts of cash, etc. Yes, and then he could be guilty. But when you see as many patients as you do, okay, so let's say you see maybe 40 to, I mean, when I worked in the urgent care in the ER, I saw 60 patients a shift. So let's say 40 patients a day. 40 times, let's say you work 25 days a month. That's already 1,000. So you're seeing 1,000 patients with this 2,800. Let's say, all right, it took them 3 months. When you divide the 19 months by 3 months, that's 6 times. Very easy to get to that 2.7 million. Now, why am I spending all this time on that? Because there's a very good chance that your doctor could be guilty of the exact same thing if they take care of patients with chronic pain. And if somebody sat there and did the math trying to vilify that doctor, they could say, oh my gosh, he wrote a million doses of that medication. And your doctor may lose his license or go to jail. This law that's going to start as of January 1, Assembly Bill 474, is something that will allow the state to take away a doctor's license or sanction them if they don't do everything they're supposed to do. Now, in this article, you know, they said he did not perform a proper exam. Well, all right, doctors have been halfway, you know, when they're busy, and that's something that really bothers the average person. But then on the other hand, somebody who's had 3 back surgeries is not improving from their disc herniation or spinal stenosis. Okay, already has seen ortho. When they go into pain management, they don't get an exam every single time if they're coming in for follow-ups. Now, I personally teach my medical students every time somebody comes in, still look at them. They could still have cancer to their back, or they could still have a different pathology. It doesn't just always have to be their back pain. But very commonly, doctors will just refill the medicine because the patients are in a hurry and they're in a hurry. Does that mean they should go to jail for 20 years? 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an elderly couple has been stopped in Nebraska when they were trying to deliver their Christmas presents. And they had a lot of Christmas presents. So why did sheriff's deputies in York County, Nebraska stop them and their pickup truck? Well, they noticed it was driving over the center line. The driver was failing to signal. And they noticed a very strong smell of raw marijuana. And Grandpa Patrick Jerome, 80 years old, and Grandma Barbara Jerome, 83 years old, were from Northern California en route to Boston and Vermont, and they were bringing marijuana, I guess, to their family's Christmas presents. Now, with the help of the country's canine unit, deputies searched a Toyota Tacoma. When they looked under the pickup topper, deputies found 60 pounds of marijuana, as well as multiple containers of concentrated THC. They said the marijuana was for Christmas presents. The department estimated the street value of the pot at over $300,000. So the 80 and 83-year-old couple now face felony charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver and no drug tax stamp. Nebraska law requires marijuana dealers to purchase drug tax stamp from its Department of Revenue as evidence that the state's drug tax has been paid. The friends and family in New England that were expecting the weed will unfortunately not have a green Christmas after all, according to this article here at NPR. No, you cannot, you cannot be distributing marijuana from a legal state to another state without, I guess, going through the proper, chain. That's crazy. I'll bring you guys some marijuana. That would have been enough for that family for how long? I don't know. I don't know. You know, when you're a doctor and you practice and, you know, you just don't get involved with that, even though it's legal in Nevada, because, you know, I don't want to fail a drug test or anything, so why would I take it and, you know, sacrifice my, you know, being able to work? It sounds like that would be enough to last that family until next Christmas or Easter. I don't know. Am I naive? Will 60 pounds of weed last till Easter? Depends on how big that family is. Now, Christmas time and Christmas gift deliveries are unfortunately a very high time for crime. And a little boy was awaiting his kidney transplant medication, and somebody thought it was a Christmas present and stole it right off the porch. Little Austin was born with numerous birth defects and struggled with stage 5 kidney failure, was undergoing a kidney transplant a couple years ago to try to save his life, and since then has been on expensive medications to keep his body from rejecting the organ, immunosuppressant drugs. And days before Christmas, a 3-month supply of this was delivered and then stolen from his front porch. So, according to the dad, you don't know who you're hurting by your actions. It could range from ruining someone's Christmas to threatening someone's life. You just never know. And these porch pirates, they call them, are a huge issue during the holiday season. People will grab packages right from the doorsteps. And more people are shopping online. Now, isn't one company offering, is it Amazon, that'll go into your house for you? Where you have a key, you allow them to go into the house, there's like a camera set up. So you see them go into the house, you see who they are, they leave the house. It still bothers me a little bit having somebody come into your home. You know, I mean, you know, especially if you have somebody staying there or whatever. I don't know. But because of these porch pirates, now many of these online stores are trying to compensate by, well, then we'll just come inside the house to leave your package safe. They say the National Retail Federation noted that 58 million Americans made purchases online only from Thanksgiving Day until Cyber Monday. 51 million others made their ways into the stores, and 64 million did both. UPS has estimated that it is going to deliver a record-breaking 750 million packages to porches during the holidays this year. Now, unfortunately for Taylor, who's a single father from Rivendell, Utah, his son's stolen package had $5,000 worth of medication. So the father told KSTU that he got a notification this week that the supply had been delivered. Usually as I get that, I expect to see the boxes as I pull up. Nothing was there. So he's going to try and take out a loan to replace the medication. The insurance company then said, look, we're going to cover it. And there's a porch locker that has been given to the family with a lockbox to help protect his medical deliveries. I mean, again, the dad is, you know, a single working dad. And I, you know, when something gets delivered, and he's at work, that's just heartbreaking. So I don't see a GoFundMe account yet for him, because it looks like between the insurance company and him getting a porch locker, he should be okay. But, people are idiots. So just, have a camera set up and make sure it's not a camera where they could pull out the cord so it doesn't record. All right. They say eating fish may make your kids smarter. They say kids who ate fish at least once a week had IQs or intelligence quotients that were 5 points higher than kids who ate less fish or none at all. Now, the study was done among Chinese children. They said American kids will be just as likely to benefit from fish, according to CBS News. That's according to lead researcher Jinghong Liu, an associate professor of nursing at the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing in Philadelphia. He said, we need to modify the American diet for the betterment of our children. We don't eat enough fish. Kids don't eat. I try to tell my kids, the younger one likes fish and sushi, but the older one, no. But just like me, I hated fish growing up. You know, still, if I had a choice between steak and fish, I'm going to order the steak, please. Now, they say if parents want their children to be healthy and higher performing, they should put fish on the table once a week. That is not too much to ask. I agree. Now, the study cannot prove that the fish directly upped the IQ and help them sleep, but they did find it to be associated. They said the benefit of better sleep and the omega-3 fatty acids, anti-inflammation, it just seems to make sense. So they looked at the eating habits of 500 boys and girls in China, 9 to 11 years old. The kids had completed a questionnaire. Hopefully they answered truthfully, and they took an IQ test. And then the parents answered questions about their sleep quality. And those who ate fish at least once a week scored 4.8 points higher on the IQ test than those who rarely ate fish. Now, fish has good protein. It has high omega-3 essential fatty acids. They say these really work well in the brain. They help with neurological function. They're definitely essential for brain and eye and neurological development in fetuses. You also need eye, heart, brain health. And, you know, many people say, if we eat fish, we're going to get mercury poisoning. So I'm not going to eat fish. Eating fish once a week will not give you mercury poisoning. The FDA recommends only 1 to 2 ounce servings of low mercury fish a week for children age 4 to 7, 3 ounces of fish a week for children 8 to 10, 4 ounces for children 11 and older. And low in mercury fish include shrimp, canned light tuna, salmon, pollock, and catfish. So, you know, some tuna fish for lunch could help. Salmon is excellent. You could do a lot with salmon. And I know I never thought I would sit here and, you know, brag about how wonderful fish is, but I'm sold, you know? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Seasonal affective disorder is real. And people call it the winter blues, but we think it's more than that. It's 4 times more common in women than men, more prevalent the more north you go, because we're not getting sunlight. Some people do well with light therapy. Some people have issues because there's less daylight. Could also be the cold, being indoors. So if you are at risk for this, you need to be seen. Don't just call it the winter blues or the holiday blues. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use safe moisturizing Toprosin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprosin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramping, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprosin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprosin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprosin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprosin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosin. Rub it in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.